Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 342 for March 2014. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. Well, I want to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and if you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you. And take a look at the website, and if you get a chance, go over on the right-hand side of the page and sign up for the newsletter. You know, last month we had a little trouble with the newsletter. Somehow, and I was using a newsletter service, and somehow that service plugged in some offensive advertising within the newsletter. And I immediately stopped that newsletter and developed a newsletter project of my own right on my website. So I can control what goes into the newsletter. And for those of you that received the newsletter and saw that ad, I apologize for that. And that will not happen again. So anyhow, we've made the correction. Immediately made the correction. So we're back in business with the newsletter. Now, Lorene and I publish the Home Base Travel Agent Show monthly. And we'd love to have your feedback. You can email me at Barry@hometravelagent.net. So, what happens when you have a client that's interested in photography and interested in traveling to Alaska? Well, you set them up with a tour designed to sharpen their photography skills while visiting some of the most beautiful places on Earth. You know, and that's what we're talking about in today's show. So we're not going to fiddle around here. We're going to jump right into the show so you can learn all about these tours and how you can earn money making your clients happy. So with that, here we go.
Well, hi, Lorene. I hear you're just fresh off the airplane from Hawaii. How nice. How was your trip?
It was wonderful. Thank you. Yes, I got back late last night. I just completed the NACTA Maui Master's specialization program that was offered through NACTA. I had a wonderful time, stayed with some awesome agents for 8 nights, and we were on many parts of Maui, and the Maui Visitors Bureau, CVB, as always, they were kind and courteous, and if anybody would like to see some of the photos, please look up on my Facebook page under Lorene R, that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And being part of the program is one of the benefits of NACTA membership.
Yeah, I saw some of your photos, and it looks like you might have gained a few pounds over there.
Yeah, no kidding. God. Here at home, Gail and I typically split our meals together, and in Hawaii and Alaska, they're very generous on their food portions, and the food's really good. I could have pushed the plates away, but you know, I indulged, and we'll be back on the diet plan starting Monday. I'll work out more and eat less. That's the best way for me to lose weight.
Well, that's all part of the fun of traveling is enjoying the food, the local food. So we have a guest today, and as usual, I'll let you talk a little bit about our guest.
Absolutely. It's interesting. The woman that we have on today has been on in the past, which is why we invited her back. And I have the honor of not only calling her my friend now after working together on several projects, but I'm excited to be able to bring her on the show because I'm so proud of her. She is taking her passion and creating it into a real win-win for everybody. Jody Overstreet, I know her from the Anchorage Visitors Bureau in Anchorage, and she is this phenomenal photographer. And I am going to let her tell you the story about how she is making her dream come true. Jody, welcome, and tell us all about your new adventures.
Oh, thank you, Lorene. Thank you for the warm welcome and both of you for the opportunity to talk about this. Well, as Lorene mentioned, I came from the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, now Visit Anchorage. And my title there was Tourism Sales Manager, but I ended up doing a lot of marketing there. And the marketing that I was doing included getting photographs assembled for newsletters and training modules and things like that. And I've always been interested in art and being creative. And as I was purchasing images, I got more and more interested in the photography behind them and eventually picked up photography and started doing it on my own. And that kind of grew to where I had my own business on the side. And then being in tourism, I also noticed that there was a real need in Alaska, especially for somebody to help other people that had that same interest in photography get good images when they came to the state. There's, I know modern technology has put cameras in just about everybody's hands now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can get a good image. And especially when you're touring in Alaska, a lot of the tours take time place at a time of day when the lighting isn't the best conditions, and or there's so many people on the tour and there's limited time. So the motor coach stops at a scenic spot and everybody gets off with their cameras and snap, 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 takes a few photos, and they're trying to do it without everybody else getting in the shot. And also there's so many beautiful remote places in the state that are hard to access, you know, unless you're with somebody that knows the terrain very well and knows the conditions and where the wildlife is and the best time of day for the photography. So I got to thinking that there would be opportunity to create a tour or a service to accommodate people that had more interest in photography. And that's kind of grown into our company through the Lens Alaska. Now there's three of us. My two partners are Dan Bailey and Jeff Schultz. And Dan Bailey has been shooting professionally since the 90s. That's all he does. He is an outdoor action adventure photographer. He's also an Alaskan bush pilot. He has his own plane. And Jeff Schultz is the official Iditarod Trail sled dog photographer. And as we speak right now, he's just wrapping up being out on the trail for the last couple weeks, traveling with all of the top mushing teams and photographing all along the way. He's been doing that for more than 30 years. So these are very well-seasoned photographers. And our services that we've put together, they start at the very, very basic, just helping people that are, you know, just have the slightest interest in photography. They maybe want to have better shots that they can post on social media and show people where they've been, try and get them out of the auto mode. We have a photo walk tour that takes place May to October, and it's 2 hours long in downtown Anchorage, and it goes to Town Square Park, down to Elderberry Park and to Ship Creek, some popular areas. And it's fun and easy, and, you know, we gently help people learn how to get out of that auto mode and use shutter priority or aperture priority to look at things with new eyes, a new angle, bring more drama and interest to their photos. It includes an ebook, 5 Steps to Improve Photography, and also a social media platform where they can share their images and get peer review and instructor review. I know that's something that a lot of people who take photos want, is to hear what people think of the images they take. So that's just one of our tours. And another one, a step up from that, is the Sunset Photo Safari. And that happens all summer long as well. This is an evening tour that takes place from 8 p.m. to midnight. So it is designed to make best use of that evening light or the golden hour, which in Alaska during the summer is quite extended and it's quite late. So that's something that people can go out on, and we'll go looking for wildlife. Some of the spots around Anchorage area that we hit are Point Warnsoff, Earthquake Park, looking back at the Anchorage skyline on up to Flat Top Mountain, which looks out over Turnagain Arm and Kinnick Arm. And there's lots of wildlife that roam through these areas. So whenever we see wildlife, we'll stop and unlike a lot of tours, we are catering specifically to the photographers. So if we see something that they want to photograph, we'll stay as long as the interest is there to photograph it. And then from there, we have workshop tours that are multi-day long, and they are just what we say, they're workshop tours. There's a component where we sit down and we learn more about the technical aspect of photography and the creative and compositional aspect, and then we go out in the field, and our guests have total field support to get the kind of shots that they want, and there's still plenty of time for them to shoot on their own as well. And then we have photography tours out to remote wilderness lodges like Ultima Thule Lodge, Kantishna Roadhouse in Denali National Park. Ultima Thule is in Wrangell St. Elias National Park. These are very upscale properties. They're inclusive photography tours. And so they're a little bit more high end, but they're great, great packages. And then we also have customized tours. So anybody wants to bring a group and have their own itinerary design for them, we can do that. We can do private instruction and private photography escort for professional photographers. So we pretty much cover the gamut.
Wow, this is, when I first heard that you were moving on, I remember going, oh, I'm so sad because I think you're such an important component. And then when I found out you were moving on because you are following your dream, and the couple of years that I have known you, I've been able to follow you, stalk you on Facebook, and you have such a wonderful eye for photography and the wilderness and the lights and any floral that is available. So that's hearing that you were moving on and doing this dream, I just couldn't wait to have you on our show because I wanted other travel agents to go, oh, so there's something that my clients who are photographers might be interested in doing. And what would you recommend, Jody, for a mindset for a travel agent who's working with a client? Like, what kind of questions might you recommend they ask to qualify to see if this would be a good fit in their package?
Well, I guess probably the first question is do they like to take photos? You know, do they do any photography and post on social media or anything? Because like I said, the photo walk tour is designed for people that, you know, they don't necessarily want to get too serious about it, but they just want to get better images and especially better travel and vacation photos. So, you know, just on that simple level. Now, what we're hoping is that once people get in on that basic level, it'll ignite a passion and they might want to sign up for something a little bit more extended the next time. You know, we do see a lot of repeat visitors to Alaska, and I think, you know, both Alaska and photography can kind of grow on people. So, you know, like I said, our hope is that we can get them interested and they'll come back and see us for another tour later on. But boy, anybody interested in photography on any level, we've got something for them, and it will be fun and rewarding for them to join us on a tour.
The question I have is for any of the, are you providing like 2-hour tours, packaging together for a couple of days? How do these work?
Yes. The photo walk is a 2-hour tour starting in downtown Anchorage. It's a very easy walk. The Sunset Photo Safari is a 4-hour tour. And then we have photo workshops that range from 3 to 8 days. And then photo tours, photography tours that range also from about 3 to 8 days. And all of our packages are listed on our site at ttlalaska.com.
So through the eyes, through the lens, Alaska, which is ttlalaska.com.
Yes, you got it.
Perfect. Well, the photos on here are amazing. Are they a mix between you, Dan, and Jeff? I see several on here that look very familiar.
Yes, yeah. We've pulled from all of our galleries to create our photography that's on the site. And there's also links to each one of our bios and our own private galleries. Each one of us are professional photographers on, you know, we run our own photography business, so you can get links to our sites and see what kind of photography that we do as well.
Because I'm always flying your flag, what would your website address be if people would like to see what your website looks like?
Oh, it's jodio.photoshelter.com. Yeah, thank you, Lorraine.
So when are, tell me the dates of some of the first sessions. Have you already started with people who are local or in town for the Iditarod?
Yeah, Jeff is actually doing a workshop at the end of March here on the 27th and 28th. He's doing a winter photography workshop at the Eagle River Nature Center. And I just heard today that the Saturday one was sold out, but he's got a Friday one coming up. We'll be operating year-round. We will be doing winter photography, especially during Iditarod Rondi. We just led a tour. It was a private tour, actually, for a group of Chinese videographers who did some time-lapse of the Northern Lights up in Talkeetna. So that occurred during the start of the Iditarod as well. And that's just an example of some of our customized tours for people like that. But again, our services are designed to accommodate everybody on all level of getting great images of Alaska. And we also work with quite a few local suppliers that are highly reputable, including Salmonberry Tours. They're really our go-to company for transporting people and getting accommodations set up. And I know that you know how good they are, Maureen.
Yes, I do. In fact, I've just booked a client to do something with Candace and Mandy later this summer. So yes, that is a great connection. And again, like you're saying, if you ever need a FIT or even a group supplier up there, I would definitely recommend Salmonberry Tours. They're like you, wonderful.
Yeah, they're very nice to work with. And it will probably be of interest maybe to your audience that we understand very, very well what motivates the travel trade. And we are offering what we feel is a good incentive, which is about a 15%. It is a 15% commission on all of our products. So,
And so would they look online to be able to contact you about that? What would be the appropriate steps for a travel agent to be in contact with you and to book something for their clients?
Well, our booking method is direct contact. So they can contact us through our website and we will talk to them and get the booking information. And at that time, you know, we will make sure that they will get their commissions from us that way. So if we know that they're a travel agent.
Now for adventures like this, would you recommend that your clients have travel protection for trips like this?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a link on our site for anybody signing up for our tours, any of our multi-day tours, especially. Alaska is a very incredible and incredibly unpredictable place. And a lot of our multi-day tours include flying out to remote locations or taking a boat, and that can easily be interrupted by weather conditions and, you know, things happen. So we hate to see anybody be out. Most of our vendors are very small suppliers, so once they set aside a room or a seat or whatever, you know, they can't go back short notice and recoup the loss if something happens for them. And so, you know, a lot of times people are held liable for the seat that they've booked regardless of what happens. So that insurance just guarantees that nobody's going to be out or disappointed. That said, with photography, you know, one of the arts of photography is working with whatever conditions that are thrown at us. And, you know, everybody hopes for those bluebird days to get, you know, the bright sunny shots and everything. But the funny thing about photography is that sometimes some of the most interesting and dramatic shots are taken in what we would think of as, you know, not be in the best of conditions, weather can actually make things really interesting. And that's what we do as instructors, is help people see where an opportunity is, you know, that they would, our guests might not think of as the best great opportunity. So we're always looking for ways to capitalize on whatever happens on the tours and make sure that people get some great images. And I have definitely seen people get things that they never expected, because, you know, like I said, you look for those stereotypical sunny days, but there's beauty in foggy days and rainy days and snowy days. And so we'll be taking advantage of that as well.
Oh, yes. And the opportunities are boundless, as they say. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's absolutely yes. beautiful, no matter what the weather's like.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I believe I remember that you toured at a time when we were getting record snowfall.
I was. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a very fun time to photograph as well. In fact, I remember a photo of you and Gail at the race start of Iditarod when snow was just coming down like crazy. And you had cups of hot coffee, and it just looked so fun.
It was a lot of fun. And shooting events such as, whether it's the Iditarod or something that's snow related, laying in the snow is actually fun. It's a blast. You get some of the, when you're down on the ground and you're shooting photos of the dogs coming towards you, you're in positions you would never think you would be, but it's a you know, this amazing memory. And I know that you, as the guide, would help create new views for people, because that's what all this is about. It's being able to capture a view and a memory and trying something different that you wouldn't normally do. Because I remember seeing you and on your hands and knees in a pile of snow taking our picture. So I have a photo of you doing that, and it's actually one of my favorite photos.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, that's really what it is. I mean, there's a big part of what we do that's designed for the technology part. I mean, I think just about anything that you try to do creatively, there's going to be a technology part. Even if it's painting, you know, you've got to learn how the paints work, how they interact with certain papers and all of that. With photography, there's definitely technology involved. You've got to learn how the cameras work, digital cameras, the settings and all of that. That's one side of it. We give full support for that. The other side of it is the artistic side. It's learning to look at things with a new eye and to get down, get high, you know, put people in places, with their cameras that are very, very unusual, and to look at situations and even everyday mundane life things in a new way, and to attack them from an angle that might be interesting, and, you know, to just experiment and have fun. It's not like the film days where you've got to buy rolls of film that, you know, that are very expensive. You can just take the photos and, you know, check them out later. We can all review them and give feedback. And some of our workshops are designed to do a little bit of post-processing, so we can show people how to get the best out of their shots. And it's just a very, very fun craft for people to get into.
Hmm. Barry, are you with us?
I am here. I'm here in the background, taking notes so I can do proper show notes. But anyhow, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is something that I would likely do. You know, if I was booking a trip up there to take a photo tour of Alaska, my first instinct would be to go out and buy this nice brand new camera, Nikon Digital, you know, with all the lenses and everything, since I'm spending money to go to Alaska on a photographic tour, and maybe unbox it when I'm there. Is that something you'd recommend?
Well, I see it happen an awful lot. In fact, I was just touring in Iceland, and I was on a motor coach with a couple of women, and they were saying basically the same thing, that they had these new cameras and they had no idea how to use them yet. You can do that. That's really what our photo walk and our sunset photo safari are designed for is to help people that just got in and they really don't know their camera settings, just to give you some really quick basic tips about how you can get good photographs throughout the rest of your stay in Alaska. It probably would be to your best advantage to at least, you know, do a little bit of the quick start with your camera, with your new camera. Read the manufacturer's quick start or quick setup and get some ideas about where the different settings are and what they do and things like that, especially with where shutter speed and aperture are concerned, because those it control the exposures. But yeah, and you don't have to invest in a lot either. I mean, we'll take people out even that are shooting with their phones, because as I just said, that part of photography is technology, and the phones have actually gotten quite good with the technology, and they mimic a lot of the same settings that the digital SLR cameras have on them. And the other part is your creativity, and you can certainly be creative with a phone camera. So it doesn't really matter what you're shooting with. It's just, you know, kind of learning how things work. But if you wanted to try out gear too, I'm glad you asked this question, because we do have some rental gear available. So if somebody is getting serious about it and they want to try out some different lenses or whatever, you know, we can help set them up with some different things without the big commitment to it as well.
Yeah, good. And one thing about this is, you know, the skills and what you learn there is something that you're going to take with you forever on all vacations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you can have fun learning how to take great photographs, and then once you've got that kind of information, you just build on that and you keep getting images that get people's attention. And I really think that that's a big part of why we take photographs, you know, is so we can enjoy them later, and hopefully, you know, some of our friends and families and others can enjoy the shots we take. We're very image driven as a species.
You had mentioned international groups. Are you looking to spread out? I know that you're having more Iceland connections now. Are you hoping to be able to bring people from other countries in to show them your world?
Yes, yes. We just did a show over in Iceland, the Iceland Air Mid-Atlantic. And so we met with some of the travel professionals there, and then I continued on to the UK and did a series of training workshops and events with the Alaska Travel Industry Association and their contractors over in the UK. So we believe that you know, this is a growing niche market that it has worldwide, you know, interest, that there's people from all corners of the earth that are interested in photography. And we feel that, you know, the trend is that people are traveling their interest, you know, whether it's culinary or photography or, you know, doing certain activities. It's just people want to learn more and I think be fulfilled in their travels. And so, you know, I think that this is a growing trend, and I'm really happy to be part of bringing this to people that have an interest in photography.
I can't think of anybody else who would embrace these two abilities together. And I'm, as I said earlier, I'm very proud of you. And I really hope that this is a huge success for you, because you definitely deserve it. And it's a good fit. I mean, you have an awesome eye, you're patient, you're kind, and this is your world. You know the beauty, you know the places to be able to take people. And I really wish you luck. And I hope one of these days to soon be up there and be part of that with you.
Oh, thank you, Lorraine. You're making me blush. I really hope to see you up again soon, and we can go out shooting together, because I know that you have an interest in it and a great eye yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Barry, any other questions for our guest today?
No, I don't believe so. Very interesting. It's got me thinking.
Well, thank you, Barry.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're wonderful, and I definitely want to be able to fly your flag, as I say, because you are a woman of integrity and honesty, and I am really proud of you for taking that leap of faith and moving forward with your dream.
Thank you, Laureen.
So what would be the best way for our listeners to reach you and to find out more information about how to book their clients with you?
Get in touch with me either through our site at ttlalaska.com. My email is jodyoalaska@gmail.com. And my phone number is 907-229-7095.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you again for being on our show. I'll see if I can talk Barry into having you back again in a couple months to get a little extra report to see how your first season is going.
That would be great. I'll drag my partners in too. They're fun
that
guys.
Well, that would be awesome. We have done, let's see, who? Oh, Sam and Barry's had three people on at once.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, that would be
Deborah
fun.
We took Deborah Dawn in from the background. She was trying to hide in the office, and Mandy and Candace said, no, come on. So
I could see them doing that. That's a lively place, lively office.
Barry, how do our listeners reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Laureen R, and that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R, or my business site is Sharp Tongue Consulting, and they're both good. I love taking photos, and for any of you who are listening and want to see some Maui photos, please take a look at my personal Facebook page, because Jody, I think you know I just got a couple months ago the new iPhone 5S, and
yes.
You know, I'm very much a Nikon, you know, DSLR person, but after a while it gets kind of heavy and cumbersome, and this time I just brought my phone, and it's scary how well the iPhone 5S, the quality of the photos it takes is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible how the technology has just grown leaps and bounds in the phone, camera phone department.
Yeah, the last thing I use it for is to talk to somebody.
Somebody's calling on my camera.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. And we wish you oodles and oodles of success. And I can't wait to hear and watch you on Facebook to see how it's going. Do you have a Facebook page for Through the Lens Alaska?
Yes, we do. Yeah, Through the Lens Alaska. And that's how you can find us on Facebook. It'd be great to have some followers there as well.
Excellent. So make sure to like her page.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both. And we will talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Laureen and Barry. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Laureen and Jody. Really appreciate it. Great information. And I wish I was there taking one of your courses. Well, maybe in a couple of months. I've had enough of winter, and I'm sure there's more of winter to enjoy up in Alaska, but I've had my fill of winter here in West Michigan, so anyhow, maybe sometime in the summertime, I'd love to come up and get with Sam and Barry Tours and take one of your photography tours. I think that'll be a great experience, and I hope you all enjoyed learning about this, and hopefully you will have some clients out there that love photography. You know, that skill, learning how to shoot great photographs, is something that you can take with you on every vacation, not just an Alaska vacation. And what better way and what better location than Alaska to learn about taking great pictures? Anyhow, well, what I want to do is give you my disclaimer here, this is the official notice, that we take no compensation for having our guests on our show. We take no compensation from our guests or take compensation for recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Lori and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. So what you hear here is something that we really believe in, and we believe in it without taking compensation. And if there is an advertisement here on the show, I will let you know that clearly and plainly. So anyhow, once again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have another, we'll be back next month, and I hope you have a great month in between, and travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye now.